And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 11th of September, 2013. It's the birthday of William Sidney Porter, better known by his pen name O. Henry, born Greensboro, North Carolina, 1862. He was a young man living in Texas when he was convicted of embezzlement at the bank where he worked, and he was sent to federal prison. He served 3 years in prison, didn't want anybody to know about it, told his daughter he'd been away on business, and it wasn't until after he died that the public learned that O. Henry, the famous author, had gotten his start in prison. One of his best-known stories, The Ransom of Red Chief, the story of two small-time cooks, Bill and Sam, who kidnap a wealthy young boy from Alabama. They ask for ransom, but the boy's father refuses because the boy's father knows that his son is a handful. And he is, and he makes the kidnappers' lives miserable. And in the end, they have to pay the father to take the son back. The Gift of the Magi, another famous story of O. Henry's, young married couple, Jim and Della. It's Christmas time. Della has beautiful long hair, which Jim is so fond of, and Jim has a gold watch that his grandfather had given him. They don't have much money. They want to give each other a wonderful gift for Christmas. So Jim ends up pawning the watch to buy his wife combs for her hair, and at the same time Della sells her hair for enough money to buy her husband a fob chain for his watch. And one of O. Henry's lesser-known stories, The Furnished Room, the story of a young man who rents a dingy room in a boarding house in Manhattan. He's been looking for the girl he loves who has disappeared. He thinks she may have lived in this room that he rents because he can smell her perfume. He asks the housekeeper if she has seen a beautiful girl with a mole on her left eyebrow, and the housekeeper says no. The young man locks himself up in the room. The scent of the perfume of his loved one gradually disappears. He seals off the room with strips of bed sheets, lies down, and kills himself by turning on the gas. And the story ends with the housekeeper explaining to a friend of hers that she rented a room to a young man that day, but because she didn't want to discourage him from renting, she didn't tell him that a young girl had killed herself turning on the gas in that same room 1 week before, a girl with a mole on her left eyebrow. It was on this day, 1914, W.C. Handy published his St. Louis Blues, his most famous song. He said the lyrics had been inspired by a woman he met on the streets of St. Louis, whose husband had taken off, and she said, "My man's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea." The song was a big hit right away. Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser, A Monday in May. It rained all weekend, but today the peaked roofs are as dusty and warm as the backs of old donkeys tied in the sun. So much alike are our houses, our lives, under every eave, leaf, cobweb, and feather, and for each front yard, one sentimental maple, who, after a shower has passed, weeps into her shadow for hours. Ted Kooser's poem, A Monday in May, from his collection Flying at Night, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.